promised to start with my presentation according to factors affecting coronary hernias. Probably yarn hernias is very important from point of view of spinners, from point of quality. According to evaluation of hernias, we have plenty of possibilities. One is to use classical Ustra hernia system and characterize hernias by one number, H value, as a total length of all hairs with one centimeter of yarn. Second possibility is to use Zweigl apparatus. Zweigl is a little bit complicated because we are able from one side to count the numbers in some defined intervals. From second side, we have no covering all intervals. Therefore, in Zweigl, there are some gaps between intervals. We are able to calculate only in some few intervals. But still, we have possibility to use S3 value as a number of hairs of 3 millimeters and longer. Therefore, we have these two possibilities how to calculate something as an integral characteristics of hernias. Another methods are based on some image analysis and another ones. Now we have some possibility to discuss according to short hairs, according to longer hairs, dividing these ones from point of view of some hairs going out of yarn body. Therefore, we have plenty of possibilities how to define hernias. According some facts, according to hernias and dependence of hernias on some parameters, it's well known that hernias is very heavily dependent on the yarn fineness. You can see here two ones. One is from some presentations in Germany, second is from Poland. In both cases, it's increasing of hernias for more coarse yarn. Therefore, it's pretty typical. Only discussion, it's these ones or these ones. According to the second parameter is dealt with cotton fiber properties, especially length properties. You can see here, higher length is more hernias. Therefore, in fact, we have some facts according to influence of some parameters of fibers and parameters of yarn construction to hernias one. And what's interesting, we can discuss according to twist, we can discuss according to another parameters, and why we need to discuss according to hernias, it's visible from this picture. In fact, I am using the same comparison of conventional spinning and compact spinning for some facts according to hernias. In facts, we are able to go down with hernias due to compact spinning to very low value. And this very huge reduction of hernias appearance on the arm leads to small consumption of sizing agents and the reducing of number of work breaks in the viewing. Therefore, in fact, when we will be able to predict hernias of yarns, we will be in a situation to be more economical from point of view of subsequent operation as a sizing and viewing. The same is according to increase of abrasion resistance. And here you can see some picture according to CV and according to another parameters, the same text for classical spinning. That's this one is home. This deeper is compact spinning, home. This one is carded classical, and this one is home classical. You can see here from point of CV in both cases using compact spinning, we have more even from point of anemia, more even yarns. From point of tenacity, we have increasing tenacity. Therefore, in fact, we are be able to follow general knowledges according to this compact spinning and according to influence hernias to compact spinning. And now back to our problem. We prepared some huge amount of data from 15 cottons. We spun 170 yarns with different twist level, with different fineness, and our aim was to predict some hernias from parameters of fibers and from parameters of yarn. Therefore, classical approach based on the modeling. I will be only showing some differences between classical one and our approach. Therefore, I can follow this one. We used 5 levels of the uncount and 2 levels of risk from the point of view of risk coefficient via AGI with compared properties of used fibers and measured cumulative hardness index via Worcester tester. We can see here some picture from point of 60 varieties. From point of view of cotton varieties, here are levels used from Worcester. Therefore, we have some level grade from very good grade to pure grade, and all properties are spread to this grade, being able to show some differences according to quality of cotton fibers. Second was some computation of quality index. Ibrahim discussed it. I will be only saying that this index is nothing more than transformation of physical cotton properties to some utility scale via nonlinear transformation, and after the utilization of geometrical mean with some specific weight depends on the aim of application. Here are these weights according to influence on the strength of yarn. Therefore, we can say when we will be using this cotton quality from point of strength, we need to have some information according to how percentage is strength of fiber, how percentage is strength of fiber, and so on. And therefore, from these five diagrams, we are able to calculate some weighting factors or some important factors. And after that, we can calculate this complex quality index. We used individual AGI properties and we used complex quality index as well for comparison with or for modeling purposes. First of all, we checked our data according to some outlying points and according to some clustering. We can see here we identified two kinds of clusters, but not far from mean value. Therefore, that's some limit according to outlying points. All points are not outlying points. Therefore, in fact, we have two classes of data, but both data are in acceptable level. Therefore, it's no problem with outlying points. After then, we use some correlation map. Probably what's interesting here is comparison of classical correlation. In most of applications, they are using paired correlation. Therefore, classical correlation. And here is partial correlation. Partial correlation, it's not so simple to be understand because it's correlation between two variables with statistical meaning of another variable. So therefore, in fact, this correlation is correlation of residuals, and I will be showing you later what's meaning of this correlation. But we can see here, big differences. Here is hardness correlation, and strength correlation, and blah, blah, blah. Here is the same. In this case, there is one correlation, one is correlated, correlation zero is not correlated. You can see here in this column, correlation exists between plenty of properties. In this one, you can see only few properties are correlating with hardness. Therefore, in fact, this partial correlation coefficient shows to us that it is not so simple to say everything is correlated, multi-correlated. Therefore, in fact, we can see that probably fineness of yarn is most important because correlation is very huge, and from the majority of ones we are able to discuss according to some uniformity and elongation or yarn elongation at break. Now, according to investigation, what's partial correlation and what's partial regression plot? Strictly speaking, when we will be in case of multivariate setting, we need to avoid some influence, or we need to standardize some influence of another variable. Therefore, we are using two vectors. One is residual vector from regression of y, that is based on the x interest x column. Therefore, it's one residual. And second is residual from regression of these interest x to all another x appear in these multivariate settings. Therefore, we have two vectors, and in fact, this partial correlation is nothing more than correlation between two kinds of residual. One, y and x of interest, second, x of interest against rest of x. Therefore, these two residuals, when we were plotting it, the correlation is correlation between 2, 1. What's interesting, when we will be going more deeply to this one, we are in fact using this projection to residual space, but this projection of to residual space is perpendicular to this matrix. Therefore, in fact, when we will be using this projection for both sides of this equation, this term will be disappeared, and we will be obtained only some linear function as the residual from x from y to x, j, and residual from the rest, and here is something as something as a projection of epsilon. Therefore, in fact, we are able to use these two vectors to create plot, and we are able to identify some partial dependence between x, between y, and selected x based on this one. I will be showing you what's beneficial to use this regression. In fact, this plot is better because it's not dependent on the multicardinality. In the case of classical mutual or scatter plots, we have some problems with multicollinearity. Second, slope is the same as the estimate of regression coefficient. Therefore, in fact, from slope we can discuss what is important. From point of view of correlation coefficient, we are obtaining directly partial correlation coefficient, not classical correlation coefficient. And what's interesting, we are able to identify better some nominalities, some influential point, and some troubles with classical least squares. Therefore, we are able to partially investigate some dependencies between y and selected x, and after then we can more deeply investigate these relations. I will going back to some creation of predictive models. We used some classical least squares with preselection properties. Here we can see some regression according to all kinds of parameters, uniformity, U is this complex characteristic of quality of fibers, upper half mean, alpha is Frick's coefficient during this twist, this one is coefficient responsible for arm fineness, and that's absolute term or intercept. You can see here classical regression. Regression with only few parameters, and regression, optimized regression according to some nominalities. I will be explaining you now these nominalities. We are using not only classical multiple correlation coefficient, but some predictive correlation coefficient. But it's only technical matters. It's better from point of view of prediction ability. We can see here some results of classical linear regression from point of view of comparison measure and predictive plots. Looks well, looks good, but after utilization of this partial regression, right, we can see here from point of view of fineness, there is some increasing convex tendency. Therefore, when we need to be obtaining some straight line, we need to, for example, x square. Therefore, we can modify nonlinear one. In this case, you can see here some decreasing convex tendency, and therefore, in fact, we can use 1 divided by this quantity to be able to obtain straight line. And now I can go back to this one. In this case, use this modification. What's interesting, you can see here, in this case, should be negative 1 because it's based more when it's longer fiber, results from longer fiber is not so big hardness. Therefore, impact is negative. In this case, because we are using 1 divided by this upper half mean, we have positive 1. And what's interesting, we have better correlation, and we have avoided
some troubles with nonlinearities.
Therefore, while these partial regression graphs, we are able very simply to modify our results. We are able to very simply going to the final equation of this type. Therefore, its sine is squared and upper half mean is reciprocal value. Therefore, in fact, while these tools, we are able to more precisely define a regression model. We can see here ability of this model is very good. And then we will be going back to first slide. Our results are on the one. So it's quadratically increasing, not going to some plateau. Probably that's all. We can see that hardness is critically dependent on the Jahn fineness, it's well known, and length of fibers. Of course, fibers have a higher hardness. Influence on twist is not so huge, but still higher twist is lower hardness, we know it. And what's interesting, majority of fibers parameters are not so important or not well important from point of view of this one. Depends on the number of cottons. We used only 15 varieties. What's interesting, these varieties are starting from Russian varieties, Egyptian varieties, US varieties. Therefore, in fact, this mixture of varieties, very huge number of various varieties of cottons. Therefore, it's not true for some specific ones, but it is something as a mean value or something as a meaning of all kind of varieties used in Czech Republic. That's probably everything from my speech. Thank you.